KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer. We'd like to thank our producer, Deidre Gott, for not only setting up this session, but all the sessions you hear on the air, including all those great ones we had down at the Four Seasons. So thanks to Deidre. And we would like to welcome the Hot Nut Riveters, who are...
Hey!
Thanks for letting us be on the air.
There's hordes of them here. They have a new album out called Torches and Pitchforks, and it's part one.
Politics.
Politics.
Look for part two, Apocalypse, coming soon.
All right. Can we, and you're playing at the Cactus Cafe on Saturday night for a CD release.
Yes, we're going to, this is be our first release show for this brand new CD, compact disc, for everybody out there who loves antiques. Yes, you can relive your youth by purchasing a compact disc, holding it in your hand, knowing that you own that music, and that even if the power goes out, you can still hold it in your hand, although you can't actually listen to it because it is a compact disc.
And
electricity, so, but they're useful. For lots of things. If you were to make a suit out of them and you turn all the reflective side on the outside, it will help prevent very casual laser assault.
Pull.
Yeah. And that's nice. And so.
And you know what? They also play music.
Oh, yeah, there's that. Why? Because it's still free. Shall we? All right.
What would you like to start off with?
Well, we'd like to celebrate this great oligarchy of ours with this little tune by Neville Marcona, who recorded it in 1935. He came out of Trinidad up to New York City and recorded in the dangerous sound of calypso music. And obviously, this is irrelevant folk music of a forgotten age, so it doesn't really apply now, and that's why it's safe this to do on the air. So we'd like to do this for you now.
Now if a man has money today, people do not care if he does coke all day. If he goes on a spending spree, not care if he has leprosy, he can't commit murder and get off free in the government company. But if you are poor, God help you, it's true, a dog is better than you. Now when a rich man goes to the store, the owner will shake his hand right at the door. Call 10 clerks to write down everything. Fine suits, cigarettes, whiskey, diamond rings. Bring it to your house on the motorbike. You can pay the bills whenever you like. And not a soul will ask anything. They know very well money is king. Dog is better.
solves that problem.
All right. The Hot Nut Riveters live in Studio 1A here on KUTX 98.9. Guy Forsythe is the singer and...
Well, a singer.
Are we calling that a guitar?
Oh, well, this is a ukulele, actually.
A ukulele, okay.
It's a new thing that's just been developed from the Defense Department. They've just brought this out because there's been some downsizing in the music industry, and this is what was required.
That's what I've heard. I got a little confused because Matt was also playing ukulele. Was he not?
A tipple or a tiple.
Oh, see, I got somebody wrote down the wrong instruments
which
here,
is sort of like a ukulele, but they had extra strings just lying around, so they stuck them on there.
Tiple.
So we had my Matt Smith there on my right, your left, Nevada Newman on, he was playing guitar, right?
Yeah, he was a second ago, but now he's changed.
Now he has an accordion. We had Chris Wade on the bass fiddle, the aforementioned Guy Forsythe on ukulele and vocals. Jessica Forsythe, I assume that's some relation there, on vocals, and then also Oliver Steck, who played a nice muted trumpet on that, but is now holding an accordion.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So the new album, is it mainly cover tunes?
It's about half and half, because there are some, they're like that tune we just played is not an original tune, or it was for Neville Marcano, rather, but it was a long time ago. But this song and the whole project of the Hot Nut Riveters is an opportunity to... play the music that we love and also to make fun of things we don't. So, it's two for one. It's a great opportunity in this case.
So are the covers, are they political songs?
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, there's a couple of tunes on there like No Banker Left Behind that was written by Ry Cooter, which is unfortunately still very terribly appropriate today.
Perhaps
and
more so.
Feeney's song, the corporate welfare song, is on the record. And that song, although it also is a little bit dated, if you want to actually check all the numbers that were accurate at the time it was written, it's still tragically appropriate today as well. So obviously the folk singers have to step up their game because these problems, we keep singing about these problems, but they don't go away.
Some issues are just timeless, I guess. Is that right? So for a long time, you were with the Asylum Street Spankers, and did this group kind of evolve out of that? How did the Hot Nut Riveters come into
it? Well, I started the Asylum Street Spankers with the same sort of urge to get to play music that we loved in a way that we wanted to do it, sort of in a no compromise sort of way. The Asylum Street Spankers expiration date was up a couple years back. Mm-hmm. And so this is basically a bit cooking with the same ingredients.
All right. Well, congratulations on the new album.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's always nice to have some new stuff. It's called Torches and Pitchforks. They're doing a CD release Saturday night at the Cactus. You can get tickets at cactuscafe.org. What would you like to do for us next?
Well, we'd like to... part of our community service, I mean, our outreach to the community is to share music that we love, because I think people are at their best when they're sharing things that they love. And we were on the road in Lafayette, Louisiana, and we stumbled into Martin Accordions, and Nevada Newman fell in love with that beautiful blonde that he's got on his lap right there. He said that if we would get him this accordion, he would learn how to play it in the van, which he has somewhat. And I think it's the other way. I think it's try the other one. Maybe if you try the other. All right. Yeah. So to try to understand the strange and alien community just to the east of us, we would like to play some authentic Cajun music for you right now.
Yeah,
but we didn't know any, so we wrote this. Yeah, we wrote this song.
From Saint ladies and gentlemen, the Hot Rod Riveters that understand that many of you don't speak Spanish. So we've decided to give you a full Technicolor explanation of this song in English. So if you'll just lie back on your recliner with your drink, we will provide said explanation now. The Red Bull. Threesome. I don't understand. Would you like some cheese? I don't understand. Would you like to make sexy time with us? Let the good times roll. See you later. Bye. I don't understand. I have seen this somewhere before, but I'm a little confused, and I don't understand what's going on. Can someone please explain why it seems strangely familiar to me? I don't understand what's happening here.
El Toro Rouge, the Red Bull from Hot Nut Riveters, live here in Studio 1A. You can catch them Saturday night at the Intimate Cactus Cafe. That should be a real blast. Guy and Jessica and gentlemen, thank you for coming in and serenading us with your music.
Thank you for allowing us into your ear holes.
All right.
The Hot Nut Riveters are going to do one more, and we'll have the whole set up online on our website at kutx.org. Thanks again to Cliff Hargrove, our engineer. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. I'll have some Paul Simon tickets and some great music. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.